League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi Clan fans, welcome back to another edition of Clan Chat. Once more, there's excitement in the air as the latest piece of Malcolm Cameron's jigsaw is added with the news that experienced defenceman Brock Bukaboom is joining the club this season. Brock, as you'll hear, discusses how his career is bringing him to Glasgow, his experiences of playing in Europe so far, and what it's like to have a dad who owns four Stanley Cup rings. After Brock, we'll also hear from head coach Malcolm Cameron as well. But first up, our new number 25, Brock Bukaboom. Brock, it's wonderful to meet you. Welcome to the Glasgow Clan. So tell us how you've managed to end up coming here to Glasgow for next season.
Well, it's a funny story. Trying to find a job this summer, it was a little difficult, a little more difficult than I thought it would, even considering I had a full season under my belt. But Gareth, he had messaged me 2 years ago when I was playing in my first year in Denmark and asked if I wanted to join them in playoffs, considering our team wasn't making it. And I thought about it, but I thought we'd stay in Denmark. So that's kind of how the talks began this summer. We were trying to find people that I knew, and I forgot that I'd gotten reached out by a team in the UK a couple of years ago. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it turned out great and landed me a job. And I've heard nothing but great things about the organization and the city itself.
So how high would you say the Elite League's reputation is in the market right now when you consider GB have done reasonably well in the World Championships, our teams are doing okay in European terms as well? How high is that reputation?
I think every league has its own reputation, and I think a lot of leagues have a great reputation, and it's just a matter of what kind of hockey you're looking into. I know I've heard from players that I know played with and against that have been in the UK, it's a lot more similar to North American style, which, for myself, I haven't played that style of hockey in a couple of years, just playing in Europe the last three seasons. But it certainly is something I've become very used to very quickly with the pace and the physicality and the skill set. So, it's funny, I was looking at a bunch of the rosters of other teams, and at least half the teams are guys I've played with and are against. So it'd be very familiar faces on the ice, and just the competitiveness. At the end of the day, I just want to play good hockey, and I've heard nothing but great things about the UK, and especially over the last few years. So for myself, I'm just thankful to have a job and to be able to experience a new country in Europe, and especially the UK. It's very similar to North American with the language barrier and the culture and whatnot. So I think for myself, my wife and I were just thankful to, especially during these tough times, to be able to land a job over in Europe and to be able to experience Europe one more season.
So Brock, tell us what you'll bring to the team. What are your strengths? What will the fans see in you this season?
For myself, I'm 6'2", 205, 210, so I'm a big body. I think what you'll notice for myself is I'm very versatile. I can play in all different situations and positions. I log a lot of minutes, so I think Malcolm is relying on me to play a lot of minutes. And I think he said I'm the only right-handed shot defenseman on the team. So I think, that plays an advantage to myself. But I think, I'm 29 years old, and I know I played junior against Chloe Soule. He's a year older than me, so I think him and I being veterans on the back end with a lot of experience from junior to pro. I think Malcolm's expecting a lot of us, or a lot out of us, to be able to hold the team together in the back end, and hold everyone accountable, including ourselves, and just play in those big moments and those big minutes. And so from that, I'm just expecting myself to play lots, be very consistent on the ice, play physical when I need to, chip in offensively when there's the opportunity. But at the end of the day, defend my own end, make sure I get the puck up to our forwards quickly and for clean breakouts, and just try to not be in our end as much as possible.
Now, as you've already mentioned, you've been in Europe the last 3 years. You started in Hungary for a year. The last 2 years, you've played in Denmark. What's the biggest thing you've got out of those moves in particular? What would you say is the biggest thing you've got from those?
From playing in North America to Europe, the biggest thing I've noticed is puck possession. And, it's not so much dump and chase, get on the forecheck. It's a lot of, if you don't have a play, regroup with your play, your defense, get your forward swinging again. It's all about puck possession. You don't want to give up the puck in any league, but I find in Europe, especially with the bigger ice, it does make things a lot easier. If you don't like what you see, you just bring the puck back and just regroup. Whereas in North America, if you get in that red line, you would just want to get it deep and then get your forwards on the forecheck and try to get the puck that way. But all in all, hockey's hockey. It doesn't change too much at the end of the day. Everyone's trying to win. Everyone's got a job to do. So at the end of the day, it's about how much you want to win and what you're willing to pay the price to do so. And, are you a team player or are you doing it for yourself? So I think all in all, it doesn't matter where you play in the world. Everyone's trying to do the same thing. They're all trying to do their best and win. So for myself, like I said earlier, I'm thankful to having a job again this year. And, I want to help Glasgow Clan win the championship. And I looked at our roster and I think, especially with some more pieces coming in, I think it's more than doable, and anyone can win in hockey. And I'm excited for the opportunity and to get things rolling in October.
I noticed a couple of years back you worked in Odense Bulldogs along with Mark Lefebvre, who's well known to us here in the UK from his time with Dundee and Coventry. Was he someone that you sought out some advice over whether to come here or not? Was he someone that talked us up a little bit?
It's funny. I met Mark 2 years prior to that in the East Coast Hockey League in Cincinnati. I had him for a couple months there. So when I heard he was coming into Odense halfway through the year, I think I was the only player that he knew personally. So him and I had a really close connection because he wanted me to help him out a lot in the dressing room. And I knew he came from the UK and he spoke very highly of it. And I think whether it's the UK or, Germany or whatever, I was just looking out for myself and my wife, and whatever was the best opportunity that came across the table, we were going to take. Glasgow happened to have been that. And it's funny, it wasn't until I talked to my dad, I didn't realize the historical significance of the city. My dad told me it's one of the biggest European cities in the whole continent, which I had no idea about. So I think that really got us even more excited about the move across to Scotland and being in one of those very historically cultural cities, which just adds to the value of the experience that we're going to have this year.
We'll get to your dad soon. He's on the list, don't worry. But I want to ask about coming to an English-speaking country rather than where you've been previously, of course. And I've spoke to many players through the years, and they always say when they go to these countries, that's an obstacle in itself, the communication and things like that. Some teams are fine, there's a lot of English speakers, but in some cases there is that language barrier. So how much will coming to an English-speaking country help in settling into a new team? And is a bigger thing as we're led to believe sometimes?
Oh, it's definitely huge. I know my first year in Hungary, we had only 5 players that could put full sentences together, and the rest of them were very young, but English was quite the challenge. But Denmark, we got very fortunate because they learn English in grade 4 and it's their second language. So surprisingly, the language barrier was great in Denmark. Everyone knew English, so you could carry on a full conversation without kind of being left out while they're talking amongst themselves. But obviously, when you can go to a country where the first language is English, it does make things a lot easier with the transition of moving and going out to restaurants or grocery shopping or just asking help for directions. It does make life a lot easier. But over the years, especially the local players, they've been outstanding. Going out of their way to help. Help us Canadian or American imports out to make our life a lot easier. And if there's any questions, they've always been great to answer them the best of their ability or show us who we can get in contact with. So I think it's always easier when it's very relatable to your first speaking language. So that definitely will make things a lot easier for this year when we move over.
I'm going to ask about your dad now, and I'm speaking as someone whose dad's biggest sporting achievement was getting a trial with the Partick Thistle football team as a teenager many years ago. Your dad, Jeff, is a four-time Stanley Cup winner, three times with Edmonton Oilers, one with the New York Rangers. Just how cool was it to have a dad with that much bling, for want of a better expression?
Very surreal is the best word I would use. I can recall going to the rink when I was a kid, usually on Saturdays to go hang out with the room and, pretend I was one of the players and hang out with the trainers. I mean, obviously to have that in your backcourt when you're pursuing a career in the same profession as his, it does make life a lot easier, but it also does make challenges for yourself. But I found over the years that those challenges were only because I forced them upon myself, trying to be like my father and what he'd done in his career. But the older I got, the more I realized that I wasn't going to duplicate his career, especially the way he plays, because he's 4 inches taller than me and about 30 pounds heavier. So we were two very different players. But I think I just realized, what he did in his career is fantastic. I envy it. And, he's my biggest role model. And he's my father at first. But I think the more I realized, I went to school, I got my education, and now I'm traveling in Europe while still playing hockey, and it's kind of two birds and one stone. So would I give up playing in the NHL? Absolutely. But I don't regret the path that I've taken thus far. And even talking to him, he's quite envious of what I'm doing. We're not making millions of dollars, but just to be able to still play the game you love while travel, one of the most beautiful parts of the world in Europe, and there's so much to offer there. I think it kind of, speaks for itself that, it doesn't matter what you do with hockey as long as you're enjoying the experience and enjoy it with the people that you love. Hopefully my family is able to come over around the holidays as long as COVID, keeps quiet. But going back to what you said, like, he won 4 Stanley Cups, that's not many players can say that. And of that, I'd say 12 of his teammates are 12, if not more, Hall of Famers, and he played with some of the best players that ever laced them up. So I think the biggest thing that I've taken from him is, he learned how to win. He learned how to win, and didn't matter what role it was, everyone knew their roles on those teams, and that's why they were so successful for so many years. And that's the hardest part of hockey, is just accepting your role and going with it, because on a winning team, everyone's going to sacrifice something, but it's all for the better part of the club. And that's something I've always taken whenever I've played, is just, what does it take to win? Is it scoring that big goal, or is it blocking that shot in the last minute of the game? So but I've taken a lot of life lessons from my dad, and at the end of the day, he is my father. But I do love and envy what he did, and I'm just trying to do the best I can with my pro career.
We'll start to wind things up now, Brock. So I want to ask, what are your hopes and expectations for this move and the season ahead? You've already mentioned you want to win a championship. I suppose that goes without saying. What else is on the agenda when you're over in Scotland?
Just keep continuing to grow as a player and as a person. And, if we have a lot of young guys on the club, I want to be able to shed some knowledge and experience from my, from my days onto them, and just show them up what it takes to be a pro. But if not, then I just want to be the best I can on and off the ice and win a championship, but also enjoy the experience. You know, I've been to Scotland once. We did an exhibition series with Dundee 2 years ago, and I loved it. So to be able to say that Scotland's going to be my home for the next 6 months, obviously, you know, business is all, you know, I got to take care of business on the ice. But during my free time, I'd love to experience, you know, the land and, you know, what Scotland has to offer, and especially the rest of the UK. You know, you've heard so many great stories from people that you know that have traveled there, or lived there, and, you know, what it has to offer compared to the rest of the world. I think it's something that we want them to take full advantage of and just enjoy. I know it's been a tough year with COVID, and it seems like things are getting a lot better. But at the end of the day, you know, I just want to keep my health. And for my wife and I, we want to stay healthy and safe, and but also enjoy it the best of our ability, because last year we were quite isolated and locked down in Denmark. So if we get a chance to be able to experience it this year, we'd certainly love to take advantage of that.
Okay, last two questions. These are the two questions I always end on. The first one is, I want to know a fun fact about you. Tell us something not a lot of people know about you.
Well, I was born in the U.S., so I have dual citizenship, but I do go, my nationality is Canadian, if people were to ask. So, you know, basically, if I ever wanted to move down to the States, I could just cross the border tomorrow and, you know, enter freely. So I think that's something that people don't realize about myself.
Cool. And the last one, a message to the fans, the Purple Army, we call them. What would you like to say to them as they're watching this?
I'd just like to say I'm grateful for the opportunity. I've talked to a couple of people I know that have played there, and they've said nothing but great things about the city and especially the fan base. And, you know, it's been a long 2 years with COVID and what's going on in the world. So to be able to, you know, get a chance to lace them up and hopefully draw crowds into the stadium near full capacity, if it's an opportunity, we just, you know, we'd like to shed some light into our lives. And I know sports is a great way to do that, especially during tough times. So I'd like to say just thank you for the opportunity. We're ecstatic to get over there, and you know, we're ready to win some hockey games and make some noise this season.
Great message, Brock. And thank you so much for your time. Great to meet you. And you, like the others, can't wait to meet up with you later in the year. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem, Craig. Thank you so much for your time.
Brock Bukaboom is a big right shot defenseman that we were looking for to finalize the back end of our roster. He came highly recommended by people that I know in the Atlantic University's hockey conference as a player at UPEI. He had a really good junior career, was a draft choice of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And he's got a real heavy shot from the point that we know will generate some second and third chances in the front for our forwards to bang and crash and get some additional garbage and greasy goals, as we call them. We look forward to having Brock on our roster this year and welcome him to the clan. And very excited to see him in action coming soon.
Clan head coach Malcolm Cameron describing new defenseman Brock Bukaboom. The team's really coming together now, but don't miss a thing by checking out the website, clanihc.com. Not to mention our social media channels, Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us at clanihc. Oh yes, and there's the official Facebook page as well. Up-to-date own and loan information for all the players announced so far is out there, so have a look and see who's available. Big thanks to Brock and to Malcolm for their time, and to you, of course, for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast too. Take care. Bye for now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.